And now, the thrilling continuation of the SML podcast.
Let's record.
Yeah, yeah.
We are. Done. Easy peasy.
Beautiful color girl. What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
I'm Pappy.
Hey, he's back.
Oh, my God. It's been ages.
It has. It's not like we've been back for a bunch of episodes already.
I moved.
And took 2 weeks off in the middle to move.
And now I'm moving again.
Everybody move.
So, yeah, we're back 2 months. Pappy finally made it. What's your excuse for the other 7 weeks, Pappy?
Fuck you, that's why.
Makes sense.
I'm okay with it.
All right.
So, no guest today, unless you want to consider Pappy a guest now.
But, I got to start over.
You have to work your tenure back up.
Yeah. He quit the show. You pretty much did quit the show since you're doing another one now, you goddamn whore.
Well, we're not doing anything right now because we're waiting for Evil Dead, the series.
Whore.
Listen, I'd be waiting for that series, too. It looks fucking amazing.
It does.
It does. It does. And I'll be doing a YouTube video cast once it comes out.
Hot damn.
See, it's not even the same thing. People see my face in the other one.
I think we have the edge on that by not displaying your face.
Actually, I think we have the edge on that because I will be displaying my face for some content. I don't know if you will be.
On the podcast?
Rock Band when it comes out.
Yeah, but that's not the podcast.
And I'm gonna stream and stuff.
It's
and gonna
tell the Podverse.
Yeah, but that's just
it's
like streaming.
Here's the other thing, too. I plan on having the setup, and I don't know if you want to do this, but I plan on having the setup so that we could possibly do it through Twitch so that we can get some more viewers. Maybe.
Streaming the game? Sure.
No. The podcast.
Doing the podcast? Eh.
Like there are game shows that are on Twitch
there are,
all the
if,
time.
If we just like stream it live, but I guess just...
Yeah,
footage
but here's
of
the problem,
us talking.
Is the ones that do it on Twitch are actually, you know, good.
We're like...
Not true. I've watched some. They're not that good. I feel like we are equally as not entertaining.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as long as it's a level playing field, then.
Exactly.
Speaking of, I was talking to a guy to see if he'd be interested in doing our show sometime. And he was like, you know, I work on the game myself and I do all this press and interview. I'm open to doing podcasts as long as it's not something, you know, that's like new or unprepared or like something that has a view. Like, I'm not sure what you mean by view, but we have 100 episodes, so we're not new.
True.
We don't have a format, but we like did this before.
Very loose. It's a very loose format.
Yeah, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, I hope something works out, but the upcoming MOBA for Xbox One and PC, Gigantic, which got a lot of buzz around E3, I'm hoping we could get a couple of the guys. Like, I asked them because I got an invite to the beta that's going on. I actually missed yesterday's beta because I thought it went into today. It was just different time zones. So there's a stress test on Saturday I'm hoping to try out. But I inquired. I just, you know, clicked on the press contact, and I was like, hey, curious if you guys do podcasts. Me and my friends, we've been doing one for quite a while, and we always love having new people on. And the guy replied back. He's like, you know, that sounds interesting. It's something we might be able to get behind. Can you tell us a little bit about it? I was like, well, first off,
exactly.
The word podcast should be used as lightly as possible. Or no, the word interview should be used as lightly as possible.
Yes.
Really, you just say, hey, we had the eyedrop guys on and we talked about hookers and sushi.
Oh, that's exactly what he said, pretty much.
Very close. I did mention, first off, I said, pardon the language, because I don't want to come across bad to a PR guy. I said, pardon the language, but we don't consider ourselves like an interview or a podcast. We're just a couple of friends bullshitting around a table. which we pretty much are, even though the table's been gone since like episode 20. And I explained, you know, we have a very loose structure. We don't plan anything out. We don't script our interviews. We like you to tell us about your game or your project. You know,
or not, we'll, if that's what you feel like talking
true.
About.
We will reply with any questions we have. And it's a play by ear kind of thing. We like to talk and get to know people and not just have the standard interview questions that you're going to answer 50 times. I mentioned, you know, we've had a number of developers and guests on our show, including guys involved with iDarb and the Dragon Fantasy games. Whoa, Dave. Harmonix has been in, yeah, Funk of Titans. We've had four different guys from Harmonix on over the years. Two of them still currently with Harmonix because Aaron Trites left.
I saw that.
Which, shout out to Aaron. I hope everything goes well for you. Come back to the show sometime. We could share dirty, dirty secrets.
Yeah, a lot of people in the music industry, too.
Yeah,
for some reason.
I mentioned we had Nero from Destructoid on, Dale North, who was formerly there, and like, Pappy, I think we met him once or twice.
Who?
That Dale North guy.
Oh, that the corgi, the dude who just posts pictures of corgis.
Yeah,
and food.
Yeah, that guy. That
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I met him. Like,
mentioned
back in the
video
day.
Game bands like people from Metroid Metal, Stemage, Lonely Rolling Stars, with basically the entire band at this point. The One Ups, we had the whole band on. Mustin was on, and. You know, I just mentioned everything about how ridiculous and how over the top and obscene we could be. And the reply I got back said, ha ha, I'm in.
Nice. It's like, yeah, you might not chalk us up as one of the most professional podcasts, but I think it's going to be one of the more entertaining ones that someone does.
Yeah, I said we're not the most professional out there, but
it's more personable.
Yeah, more people have told us that this is the most fun they've had.
Because most of the time when you do press release junk, it's the same 20 questions over and over again. You know, the same, maybe not as hardcore as if you're like an A-list actor, but when you're releasing something, you get the certain standard questions. You know, you get onto ours and it's like, hey, what'd you do last weekend? You know?
Pretty much.
We're not really big into the whole. As I think what it is a lot of it is we have faith in our listeners that if they're curious about what we're talking about, they have a computer in front of them most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, hop onto Google, watch a video, fill yourself in on the details so we don't have to get into the nitty-gritty of the game. We can flesh out the fact that you're talking to a person.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck what you're plugging.
Well, that's not entirely true.
Well, we care. We're going to plug it with you, but then we don't want to spend 30 minutes talking about it.
Yeah, because everybody knows that, like, you know, if there's something that's genuinely interesting about it, yeah, we'll talk about it. But at the same time, it's like, you know, it's just like how you said in the music industry and everything like that. Like, everybody's still people. So if you can get, like, if you can connect on a personal level with someone that's making a product, then you'll be genuinely interested in their product. So.
Yeah. So, fun fact, my iPad is also not picking up my Wi-Fi down here.
That's strange.
Yeah, I know. Goddamn walls in this house.
Dude, I have a connection.
I know. So, I don't know. But since we briefly talked about whoring things and products, we have some shit to give away today.
Do we?
Yes, we do.
You didn't even tell me this. Why don't you tell me these things?
Because we were playing Rock Band.
That's true. That's very true.
For those
priorities.
Indeed. Today is Thursday. Obviously, it's not Friday or Monday because we are too lazy to record live. Or broadcast live.
It's mainly just the broadcasting live, but that may change. We'll see.
Maybe. I mean, we'll broadcast live the recording.
Sure.
But the episode will still go up late.
Yes, we're the only podcast that records everything, does no editing, and puts it up a day or two later.
Hey, I did editing last week. Like,
yeah, if you want to have a nice mind fuck, go listen to last week's episode, because in the music at the end of the episode, he put two songs on at the same time, one of them in the left channel and one on the right channel. So if you're using like earbuds, you can just like take one of them out and listen to one song, and then you can rewind
switch
it
on the
and
fly.
Then switch and then be able to hear another song.
That wasn't the editing I was talking about, though. When Aaron was on last week, there was like a static hiss.
Oh, that thing. Yeah.
On her entire appearance, and just listening back to it and how loud you boosted her was really, really bad.
Yeah.
So I went in, I recompressed everything, and I still heard it.
You still didn't edit content. You just cleaned a noise.
It, yeah, we just polished the turd.
Dude, I spent like time on it. Like
I put effort into that.
Like I did. Like I went and I did a noise removal. That's a thing. Did you know that? Anyway, the giveaway, friend of the show, I could say longtime friend of the show, given how long we've known
him. Absolutely.
But Mr. Adam Rippon, his game that he has talked about multiple times on the show, Dragon Fantasy, books one and book two, they were released today on 3DS and Wii U.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool. Both in one package.
He seems pretty excited.
I'm chewing.
He is. We got two codes for each game.
Oh, snap.
So two 3DS codes and two Wii U codes. If you don't get one of the codes, feel free to pick it up yourself. It's only $10.
That's not bad.
And if you buy it on one system, they'll give you a code for the other system.
That's cool.
So you get.
So we're going to give these away to the first six callers.
Yeah, six callers for four codes. I figure we're just going to read them out like we did before.
Dude, honestly, I love doing this. I really do.
All right, so let's start with the first 3DS code.
Which, I mean, if you have both, then potentially that would technically work to have it on both, right?
No, he said specifically that if you buy it, you get both. The codes are only for the system mentioned.
Okay.
Because when you buy it, they give you a code for the other version.
Okay.
Yeah. Because Nintendo doesn't have real cross-buy.
Understood.
But I guess we're doing the, instead of just saying letters, because they might not be able to hear exactly like V, C, B, D, E. Like, we'll use words for the letters.
I'm okay with that.
Like, here we go with the first 3DS code. Asshole. 09.
Hold on. Is asshole like two words or just one word?
Just one word.
So just ass.
Asshole.
Why don't you just use ass?
Because I like the word asshole over ass.
Asphyxiate.
Okay.
Or anus.
There you go.
There we go.
Okay, so
let's try this again.
We'll start at the beginning. Anus 09, fart worm, Mr. Rumpus.
What? Fuck. Rumpus.
That second Rumpus wasn't part of the code, by the way.
Fucking Christ.
Neither were these words, and neither was fucking Christ. So we're resuming this first code.
Understood.
216, evil. Anus. Cat. Anus.
Go.
Yodel. Titty. Yeah.
I just want to know what a fart worm looks like.
Yodel titty.
By the way, those are separate words, fart and worm. It's not fart worm. That's not one
but
word.
Mr. Rumpus is one word.
Mr. Rumpus.
Do you want to give the other 3DS code?
Yeah, I want to give it a try.
Pappy, you give it away right
this
now.
Seems,
go.
This seems fun.
Yeah.
Give it away, give it away now.
Dicks.
That's the code I'm redeeming.
I bet you it'll work. All right, let's see here.
Do you want to give away the other 3DS or do you want to give away the first Wii U?
I will give away the first Wii U one.
Okay. And ready?
I'm ready.
Ready, steady, go.
Anus, 09, fuck, women, masturbation, kite, laundry, 0, quack.
You should have said queef.
I didn't want to.
Those words didn't count.
Wonderful. Hand job.
Queef. Is that one word or two? Hand job.
It's one word. So why couldn't you just go handy? It's a handy. It's a handy.
Okay.
Queef. Wonderful handy.
Queef. Nigeria.
You're so racist.
Wonderful labia. So
we know what he's got on his mind.
Wonderful Nigeria. Labia.
So that's the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you didn't catch it, I'll just do the letters quick. So it's
no, they can go back and listen. Fuck you. You don't deserve to hear it again.
Well, all right, we're here.
That's the point of the game.
You're robbing this train, Jesse, so all right. That's okay. Jesse.
Oh my god.
Wonderful labia.
Indeed. I'll copy and paste one to Pappy so that he could do this.
It's harder than you think. Like it's
it really is. You gotta think on your feet.
Yeah. Cause I mean, obviously, like, well, you know, now Pappy, you're not allowed to use like your
good words.
Like you're not allowed to use like Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, like any of those.
Oh yeah, because so I can be the guy who just brings everyone down by being all serious and stuff.
Exactly. You because yeah. Honestly, like my mind went to those words, but I'm like, no, I need to do something stupid. Like
that reminds me of the Shield in WWE.
Yeah,
and the one guy because their entrance was Sierra Hotel India Echo Lima Delta Shield, and some guy in the audience the one time had a sign that says Tango. India, Tango, Tango, Yankee. It was wonderful. Beautiful. It was. I think I have a screenshot of it. But yeah. So
there's some codes.
There's two codes.
Okay. Wonderful labia.
We'll get to the other two later on.
All right.
We're gonna make you listen. We're gonna make you listen.
Yeah. Listen to us.
So
listen to us. What are we going to talk about?
There is one thing that I absolutely want to fucking talk about because I have like the biggest hard on for this game, and I don't even know why.
All right, we're not going to escape this. Just get to it.
So
what is it, Chris?
So there's this game that's really really popular on Twitch right now. It's called Rocket League, and for lack of a better way of putting it,
what platforms is it on?
It is on PC and PS4. There is a confirmed, they are going to release it on Xbox One.
Not from what I've heard.
I found credible evidence that it will be on Xbox One, but it's going to take a bit.
All right, because they have confirmed absolutely nothing.
It's going to take a bit.
That's like the presumption is that it will eventually come to the bone.
It shall. It will take a long time. If you're genuinely interested in this game, just pick it up on PC or PS4. Don't worry about like waiting for it to come to Xbox.
Or if you have a PS4, it's a free game with PlayStation Plus right now, so you should already
have it. But on Steam it's like $20. I'm going to spend $20 and get it. Cuz I went up to Joe's and I played it and I went through an entire season.
You're not just going to play it on my Vita forever and a day?
No, I need it for myself because I got to get ranked, sucka. So basically, for lack of a better way of putting it, it's soccer with cars.
Yeah.
It's
little
very,
RC cars.
Well, I
on
mean,
a field, one on one up to four on four.
Yes. 5-on-5, I think it. No, or is it 4-on-4?
I thought it was only four.
It might be 4-on-4. There's ranked play. There's a lot of customization that you can unlock by playing the game more. It is stupidly addictive. Like, stupidly addictive. And the thing that I actually think makes it have so much appeal is the fact that, you know, there's a lot of people that are interested in competitive gaming and just games that, you know, are easily like, hey, I'm gonna try and play and have, like, you know, be very serious about my competition.
Yeah.
This is one of those games where you can be very very serious about your competition, but there's a very a very easy learning curve to
it. It's very casual friendly. It's one of those easy to pick up, difficult to master.
I wouldn't even go as far as saying difficult to master, mainly just because, I mean, I didn't...
Have you seen some of the highlights?
I have.
I didn't see you pull off anything close to that shit.
It was also only the first time that I played it.
Excuses.
So the more and more, like, I've been watching people, like, stream it on Twitch and everything like that. And the thing that's really interesting about it is, obviously, because it's kind of like soccer, even people that aren't necessarily into sports but would still be interested in watching sports, it's a very easy game to just pick up and watch as well. Because you don't have to technically know. I mean, it's pretty fucking self-explanatory.
Hit
ball into goal, and that's it. Like, you know, that's pretty simple. So I think that's why there's so much of an appeal to this game for a very wide audience. Like, almost every single, like, YouTube content creator, like professional streamer, everybody's playing this fucking game. Like, everybody's playing this game.
I know on the PS4 Reddit page, like, every other post is a fucking, look at my goal, look at my goal, look at this fuck up, look at...
Yeah, dude, it is, and that's the thing. Like, every single game, something ends up happening where I'm like, holy shit! Like, you get those moments every game. So
yeah, while you were playing, I was just, like, browsing Reddit on my phone, and every time you'd be like, holy shit, did you see that? No, I was browsing Reddit.
Yeah.
And but I would just, like, go, uh-huh, that was cool.
There's insane shit that happens, like, on a regular basis in that game. So I honestly think that that's why there's such an appeal to it.
If you frequent the site Kotaku, their highlight reel segment that they have, like, four times a week or whatever, that's, like, the big thing that's on there now.
Yep. But that's the thing. That's because there's so much...
cool shit that happens.
Yeah, and it's and sometimes, like, you know, there's just an infinite amount of possibilities of crazy shit happening. You know, it's so much fun. It's really easy to pick up. It's a fucking blast. And honestly, Tim was the one that he texted me out of nowhere, and he was just like, "Have you played Rocket League yet?" And I'm like, "No, not yet." And he's like, "Get it. We need to play it. This is ridiculous." Like, so. And then I just kind of, like, I casually looked it up. And every waking moment that I have that I'm not, like, you know, that I don't have to do something serious, I've been watching Twitch streams of this fucking game.
Wow.
Like, that's how much I really enjoy watching. And there's not many games that I actually enjoy watching, but this game is so much fun to watch. It really, really is. Everybody gets into it. Like, it's a fucking blast. It's a lot of fun. So I highly recommend this game. If you have a PlayStation 4, obviously it's free, so just get it. There's no excuses. If you have Steam,
it's free for July. It's almost the end of July,
right? So you
and
gotta
if anyone's
get it
listening to this in, like, October for some fucked up reason,
you fucked up.
It's not free anymore. It's $20.
You also didn't get the code, so too bad.
Yeah
But even still, like, $20, I feel $20 absolutely justifies this game.
That'd be funny as shit if we checked back in October
and the codes weren't
and no one got the game.
That's just laziness, people.
Zach didn't get the game. Randall didn't game. And Adam, he's a frequent listener. Adam McLaren, the guy who emailed us last week.
Yes.
He's been listening to all the episodes. So we have three regulars.
Oh, that's better than none.
True.
Yeah, I sure as hell don't listen.
Our listenership grew since we ended the show.
We finally have as many listeners as we do hosts.
By 100 and by 150%.
So true.
Anyway. That game is just a fucking blast. And
what are the, like, some of the coolest highlights you've seen?
See, it's tough because
or lowlights.
Oh, dude, I've seen some...
Don't mention, like, 50,000, because I know you can go on a tangent about things.
Well...
I will say, I saw a highlight, quote, of a... It was a one-on-one game. They both went to the center. The ball shot up straight in the air, dropped... The guy who was recording it, it dropped on the back of his vehicle and just rolled straight back into his own goal.
Yeah.
He didn't move. He didn't do anything. It was just one of those, oh, my God. This is happening, and just
let it happen.
Watched it happen.
Yep. Dude, and that's the thing. Like, I've seen some ridiculously stupid things that you're just like, I can't believe that just fucking happened. But you have to just laugh and just because you just laugh it off and you just go, that was hysterical. I can't wait to see another goofy fucking retarded thing happen again. So, I mean, honestly, there's no reason for me to try and describe it. There's more than enough clips out there. Just, you know, just YouTube, like, YouTube Rocket League, like, fails or Rocket League, you know, epic plays and
just
stuff
Google
like
it,
that.
Take your pants off and enjoy the ride.
Dude, it's so much fun. So much fun.
I got to say, though, maybe it's because I personally haven't played it yet, but just watching it, I'm like, looks cool.
I see. I don't know, man. Like, I think it's just like the slight, like, jock nature of, like, because I used to play a lot of sports when I was younger.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, it's a good crossover between, you know, the excitement of watching a sporting event, but also the enjoyment of just watching somebody play a game.
Yeah, I can understand why people are going nuts over it. Just me personally, it's not clicking with me.
Is this kind of like the PS4 version of Splatoon, in that anyone can pick it up and have fun, and it's not like an angry game?
Probably.
No, it's definitely not. Like, there's some people that get, like, super butthurt about the game, but you'll have that in any game.
Yeah,
but I mean, the game itself, it doesn't encourage, you know,
no, not
camping
at all.
And nope. Being a douchebag or nope. Using the same move over and over. You know, like playing someone in Madden who's been playing it for years.
Yeah.
You
know?
See, that's the thing. It's so it's so randomized and it's so
unpredictable.
Yeah, it's so unpredictable that there's no way that you can just be like, I'm just going to keep doing this same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So. Cool.
I also like the mechanic that the ball going into the goal, it needs to go
All the way in.
I've seen so many clips online of people who shoot a ball into the goal. It bounces off the side and just goes back and forth almost all the way in.
And somebody, like, comes by and just knocks
the
it out.
The ball, like, as it goes in, the ball glows white. Yep. And until that ball is entirely white, it could be knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a cool little thing.
It's fucking neat, dude. It's so cool. It's so fucking cool. I actually, after we're done recording the podcast, I'm probably going to end up, well, I do have a call that I have to be on for by 10 o'clock, but after that, I'm probably going to hop on Steam, purchase it, and then play the fuck out of it for the rest of the night.
3 a.m, I'm sitting down there, and I just hear, oh, shit, goddamn.
It's absolutely possible. Absolutely possible. It's actually pretty plausible, too, so.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's I played that for the first time yesterday, the day before or something like that, and I'm fucking hooked.
So a warning to our listeners, don't be alarmed if he doesn't talk about Diablo incessantly. It will be Rocket League now.
Not true, because the new patch is coming out and they
when?
Soon.
Then it'll
soon
be Rocket League.
Soon TM. Cuz that is absolutely a trademark Blizzard quote.
Yeah.
Soon.
When's StarCraft PTR, Ghost so. Coming out?
What's that?
When's StarCraft Ghost coming out? Soon.
Soon, TM.
Rip StarCraft Ghost.
I just want to go to sleep until Fallout 4 comes out.
Oh my god, I can't wait for that game.
I'm pretty excited for that as well.
Special thanks to Joe for hitting me up when they had some special editions for sale, and I grabbed one of them.
Oh, you got the Pip-Boy one?
Yeah.
Shut up. Did you get one, Joe?
Yeah. Joe texted me.
Why the fuck wouldn't I have gotten one?
There's some on Amazon. I was like, fuck. And I grabbed one.
One of the coolest thing is, just in case you couldn't get one, I have two.
No shit. All right, cool. Well, that's exciting.
I have two of them pre-ordered.
Well, now. Because that might be interesting.
Yeah, I got a spare one just in case Pappy couldn't.
It's just a matter of, will my phone fit in it?
You know, while I'm thinking about it, I should probably change my address on Amazon so they don't send it to my old place.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Probably should do that.
Yeah,
speaking
of
Amazon deliveries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we could talk about that for a second.
Here's a fun fucking story. On Tuesday, Onichanbara Z2 Chaos, whatever it is, came out for the PS4.
Gesundheit.
I had it pre-ordered, and it was for release day delivery. So I wake up, check, nothing's there at all. Later in the day, I check again, nothing. Getting worried, I go on Amazon, and it says it was delivered at 8:30 in the morning. where, you know, I'm getting worried. You were even saying that you've never seen UPS here that early. I checked something else, and it said that it was delivered at 11:28, so that might have just been, like, a time zone kind of thing.
That sounds at least a lot more plausible for this area.
Yeah. Even still, it was delivered around noon, or by noon.
Sure.
And I was checking...
all the way up until, what, like, 6 p.m.?
6, 7, something like that. And it was nowhere to be found. I checked all the other doors in the building. I looked inside your door to see if it was in the little vestibule, I guess.
Vestibule?
Yeah, I checked all the front of the building apartments, went up on the porches, nothing. Didn't see anything at all. So I'm getting worried. I contact Amazon, let them know. Before Amazon, I contacted UPS to find out what the hell was going on. And wondering if it was lost. And they're like, you need to contact Amazon. They have their own procedures for missing stuff like this. Talking with Amazon, explain the situation. Talking to them maybe a half hour or so. They put in an order to send a new one as a replacement. I also request that they no longer use UPS with me. And that's an issue that they're escalating to hopefully take care of it. Because the previous day... Ashley found cat food that was delivered sitting on the sidewalk next to the mailbox.
Well, someone just needs to be fired.
Yeah, just wide out in the open. Like, Mustin sent me some stuff, FedEx, and it was upstairs right outside the door where it should be, because that's what delivery drivers do. And the fact that it was marked on Amazon as left at front door or on porch shows how much bullshit that is. So talking to them, they get the order set up, and they're about to end the conversation with me. Chris walks in the building with an envelope and says, look what I found on top of your mailbox. Opened.
Wow.
Yeah, sliced open on the side.
So either a neighbor got to it or some, who knows, but it was open.
So what, they opened it, looked at it, went, what the fuck is this, and just put it back?
Who
Pretty
knows?
Much.
Put it back hours later. So yeah, I am hoping Amazon does not use UPS with me anymore, because that is some bullshit.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy in a bad way.
But yeah, Fallout looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've been watching more TV than ever before, because I look at my games and I'm like, none of you are Fallout.
Why aren't you Fallout? What the fuck?
I play like 10 minutes of Dragon Age. I'm like, you're okay, but you're not Fallout 4. I'm going to go back to TV now.
But you know what the one game is, right?
What's that?
Diablo.
Yeah, I don't play that anymore because, well, we haven't been on at the same time in a while.
True.
Dude, I always see you sign on. You never message, you never call.
Well, to be completely honest,
you skip the
I spent
podcast.
The last 2 weeks just watching anime, like catching up on the last year and a half of anime on Crunchyroll.
Oh, God, you suck so much.
Crunchyroll. Yeah.
I've still got it, though.
We
I still
need
have
payday,
the ability
right?
to look at to choose a random anime that I'm like, oh, this looks interesting, and boom, the most ridiculous, like, etchy boobs and ass.
Tentacle dicks everywhere. Like, tentacocks.
That's not Crunchyroll. You got to pay extra for that.
Like Kill la Kill?
I love Kill la Kill. But I'm talking about the shit for, like, geared for 13-year-old boys, kind of ridiculous.
So, like you.
Exactly. But just my ability to pick it out of a lineup without reading any... I literally just looking at the covers, I'm like, oh, this is the one. Yep.
This is it. He pulls out the tissues and the fucking Lubriderm, and he's like, I'm ready.
Ah, let's do this. Two dimensions, yeah.
I'm still shocked that Pappy's interested in a collector edition.
Listen, buy one a year. One a year.
Now, let's be honest. I'm not a huge fan of collector's editions, and I'm even interested in multiple collector's editions this year. I actually kind of want the one for Call of Duty.
I do want the one from Call of Duty, but it is sold out everywhere. Did you see one for Call of Duty, Pappy?
No, I haven't even...
Juggernog edition?
When I said I'm never playing it again, I mean...
Dude, we're not talking about the game at all.
I'm not buying something and not playing it. That's just weird.
I mean, I'm genuinely interested in the zombies, mainly just because of the the format that
because
they did
of Ron
for it.
Perlman
and Rob. Yeah.
I am incredibly interested in getting a goddamn mini fridge.
Juggernaut edition.
Yeah.
Juggernog, like eggnog.
Juggernog edition. It
is huge looking. It lights up. It has sounds from the game, and it holds a 12-pack.
That's all I need.
And the top of it could easily...
It holds a 12-pack. That's why I want it.
And the top of it could easily be modified to say Nuka-Cola.
Fair enough.
See,
well, the 12-pack thing doesn't really do anything for me anymore. But
12-pack of Coke?
12-pack of your mom.
Very true.
12-pack of Mexican Coke.
Oh, it's cans, though.
Yeah. I don't know if the bottles would work.
Well, then fucking, I don't know, fucking Mountain Dew or something.
12-pack of Pepsi Throwback.
And what are people paying for this?
The original price is $200. The eBay price is like
$5. Oh, of course.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I probably, you know what? I'm an idiot for not pre-ordering one just so I could fucking flip it. I'm an idiot.
I've been off the video game grid. What's coming with the Halo 5? Like, are they doing like a super duper limited thing?
Yeah, $250.
Ah, fuck. Because I did the Halo. You know, I've got the helmet. You know, I was big on the Halo stuff, but I don't think $250.
It has a cool looking statue. My big thing right now is I don't know how big it is, which concerns me because if it's something like an 8 or 10 inch tall statue, like everything else, that is not worth the price. But
if it's Titanfall size,
if it's around Titanfall size, which is the same price. Yeah, seriously, we need banana for scale.
We do.
Apparently, somebody saw it and they said, like, compared to like the Reach statue, the quality is so much better. But they didn't mention size.
See, but the Reach one was a pretty decent size too, though. No.
Yeah. And it was, I thought it was nice looking. Hard as a bitch to dust, but...
And a metal Earth Guardian model on top of that.
Yeah, it has another little model with it. It has a bunch of different... The thing I like about it is the Halo Collector Edition comes with a digital copy of the game.
That's weird.
Because...
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to buy that because I'm moving to Korea, and I can only take 300 pounds of stuff with me.
I do like the fact that it comes with a digital copy and a steelbook.
So what the fuck is the point of the
steelbook? You have the steelbook to display and hold all the paperwork and stuff, and you have a digital copy so you don't have to fuck around with discs.
That's cool.
I don't know.
I will say, if more games did that, I would love it. They are providing... They supposedly have an option where you could swap out the code for a disc... I don't know how it's going to work.
That seems like more hassle than anything.
Probably, but I think a lot of people were annoyed about it.
You say like, "I want a digital copy," or "I want
maybe."
If they give you an option for either one, then yeah, that's awesome. If they force you into one or the other,
well, when you buy it, you're getting a code. Apparently, there's a way to swap for a disc. There's only the one SKU.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be something at store level where you could swap it.
I don't know.
I just wonder how many people are going to abuse it by redeeming the code and then trying to swap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Or redeeming the code and then attempting to sell it, to resell it. And then they're like, oh, yeah, the code totally fucking works. You should totally fucking blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, I don't know. It could be a good thing or a bad thing. I feel like I would feel more comfortable if they offered either or.
That's when extra shelf space in stores. I can understand why they're doing what they're doing. You're still getting the game. You're just not getting a plastic disc with it on it.
We don't need no disc.
But the backlash, there was so much of it that they said that there will be an option to exchange for a physical.
See, but the other thing is, too, is I mean, like, The whole point, the whole point to me of getting digital copies of games is not paying fucking $60. Like,
you still pay $60 for a digital copy.
It depends. Because the majority of the time when a game first comes out, like, they'll have it on sale for, even if it's just a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, you get $5 or $10 off.
Yeah, because
that's the exception, not the rule.
Well, but here's the thing, though. Like, I feel like it should be a rule at this point, because, like, you figure, all right, well, that's the, you know, most of those bigger companies, that's probably what their cost is for making the disc and the packaging.
Should be a rule, but yeah. It isn't.
Well, but also remember, right now with the $60 charge, a lot of companies are or have gone public as saying that they need the big sellers just to make ends meet at the end of the year, because a lot of games don't sell versus what they spend on it nowadays.
Yeah.
So making that extra $3 or $4 profit by going digital but still charging the same might actually give us more games in the future.
I can understand the argument. It's just frustrating from a financial
standpoint. Oh, of course it is. But there's a bigger reason why they are the same price, and that's because of retail partners. That's why a discount is the exception and not the rule, because if they were selling new releases for 50 instead of 60, GameStop won't get your money, and they'll be pissed at Xbox and they won't carry their games. Walmart will be pissed at PlayStation. They won't carry their games.
I feel it's weird. It feels like games are the only ones that suffer from this, because you never hear about that shit with DVDs or CDs.
Yep.
You know?
Well, don't forget what digital prices of albums are still 10 bucks online for the most part, 10, 12 bucks.
Yeah, but they're still $15 to $20 if you go to a store.
Yeah, you buy a CD.
Depending on where you go.
You buy a CD nowadays, you're spending about $15, $16 on average. If you get a digital copy, it's probably 10.
The CDs I've bought lately, it all depends on, because CDs in retail have first week sales, where instead of $13.99, you could go to Best Buy and grab it for $8.99.
Not all the time.
Release week, yeah.
Not all the time.
That's the same with movies. First week, it's on sale.
Not all the time. It depends on the artist. It depends on the labels. Because yeah, there's a lot
but
of...
Well, movies are really good about it, though. Movies are really good. You go to Best Buy the day it releases, you're getting a DVD, you're getting a Blu-ray for $15.
Sure, yeah, sure. But I'm talking, like, even just with music. Like, there is, I know for a fact, like, there were CDs that I purchased recently as soon as they came out that, depending on the band, I didn't see a sale price.
Major releases will be on sale.
That's because you listen to nothing but hipster music.
Well, see, but I don't listen to a lot of major releases.
Okay, well, that's your fault. That's like some Blu-rays. They don't have a first week sale because it's not a huge release. The huge mass market releases will have a sale.
Okay, so then why can't they have those sales all the time for the major releases for video games? If they're major titles.
I don't know. Ask GameStop why.
Well, sadly, yeah. Best Buy and GameStop.
I'm not going to do that. Like, I don't want to have that conversation.
Like, digital movies, most digital movies brand new are still $20.
Yeah, and they're digital movies are a ripoff. Rent for $6 or buy for $20. It's like, fuck you. I'm going to go to Redbox.
Yep.
And in stores, it'll be $17.99 or something. It also depends if you buy the.
What was it I bought recently? It was cheaper to buy the Blu-ray DVD combo than it was to buy the digital.
That's weird.
I've seen times where it's cheaper to buy the Blu-ray DVD combo than to buy the DVD.
Yeah, that makes no goddamn sense. Like,
because they're trying to phase out DVDs.
Yeah.
So make them so expensive that nobody's going to buy them, so you end up losing money on everything that you end up fucking making?
Well, if you get people to buy the Blu-ray package, it'll be easier to convince them to eventually buy a Blu-ray.
Yeah. The only reason I buy combo packs is honestly to take it to work, because we only have a DVD player. So if there's a movie I really, really want to take into work, I'll spend the extra $2, get the combo pack so I can bring it in and we can watch it at lunch. But otherwise, if it's a movie that I know that I ain't fuck my coworkers, this is hard R, or this isn't the kind of thing that your quote unquote normal people are going to watch, I just buy them.
Normal people. Like Tusk.
This way.
He said hard.
I brought in Dog Soldiers last Halloween, and I still get shit for it.
Well, I don't even know what that is, so I can't help you.
Well, I mean, it hasn't aged well, but I still thought it was a great story, and it was a nice change for a Halloween movie to watch a werewolf film that isn't terrible.
Okay, then.
But, yeah. And we'll leave it at that. I still get guff for it. I brought in Warrior. We watched that this week.
Guff? Someone,
oh, they, who knew guff. Boutre could bring in something that's not fucking Dog Soldiers? I was like, fuck.
It's good to know that your coworkers know how much you suck, just like the rest of us.
Appreciate it. So, yeah, there's one game I wanted to bring up while we're moderating the topic of games. Now, my cable guy...
Does it come with a mini fridge?
No, it does not. I'm sorry.
I'm not interested. No.
It's currently in Steam open beta.
Now I'm really not interested.
It's called Dirty Bomb. It's actually an interesting looking. It's an FPS, and it looks like it takes the Call of Duty game style of the fast paced and everything, and adds like Team Fortress 2 style unique characters to it. Again, I had my cable installed yesterday. It took a fucking hour because not the cable guy's fault, but the company Cox. They were Cox.
They were Cox.
So we ended up shooting the shit, and this guy was cool as hell. And we were talking about podcasts and games and stuff, and he mentioned this, and he mentioned how some of the big MLG guys are actually dropping their stuff and going to play this. So I might check it out. If you watch the promo trailer, it actually looks pretty interesting, and I like it takes away some of the bullshit that is really, you know, annoying in FPSs. Like, if you aim down the sights, you have to stop moving to aim down the sights. And if you try to move again, you're, like, moving at a crawl.
That's weird.
So it's almost a shoot from the hip kind of game. What's the name of it?
Dirty Bomb. Did you mention SML to him?
I did.
Did you really mention SML?
Yeah, and he mentioned the podcast his friends did, and I completely forgot it, so I'm sorry. Sorry, guy, if you're out there.
Sorry, guy.
Search for Dirty Bomb. 3 ways to lose belly fat. Fuck you.
Just type Dirty Bomb Steam, you know, that'll give you
that. Found Dirty Bomb open beta, and now we're watching a Maze Runner trailer.
Well, you did it wrong.
No, it's YouTube.
An advertisement.
Yeah, well, I went right to the Steam fucking thing and watched the trailer. There was no
advert. You're a Steam fucking thing.
I am a Steam fucking thing, god damn it.
This isn't coming through on the show, is it, audio? All right.
I don't hear any audio now.
So we still got to, like, entertain things instead of just having, like, 2 minutes of silence?
I'll just keep talking. You know, hey, look, there's a guy shooting a guy. Holy fuck. But they take, like I said, it takes some of the Battlefield ideas. Like, you can be a mechanic, you can, you know, do other shit, and then take some of the Team Fortress stuff, too. Of having like the heavy and I kind of like that you can run around with a pistol and a katana and actually be competitive. That's kind of cool.
I'm okay with that.
A pistol and a katana. Does that guy have a cricket bat? I can't tell what that. Yes, it fucking is.
It is a cricket bat.
He has a machine gun, like a revolver, and a goddamn cricket bat.
Yeah.
That's
so
funny as shit.
It's got that TF2 vibe to it. But it actually looks pretty interesting. And like I said, it's in open beta right now. So if any of you guys are jonesing for an FPS and you're just sick of the major franchises, you know, check out Dirty Bomb. Tell me how it is. I'll probably check it out, and I'll never get around to it. But, yeah, the dude was saying he does the guy with the katana, and you get an active camouflage where you go invisible for 2 seconds. And I'm like, really? Just 2 seconds? Like, there's a lot you can do in 2 seconds. You cloak, you run
in
to a hiding
shooter?
Spot,
fuck yeah, there's a lot you could do in two seconds.
You use that, yeah, but he's like, you use it to sneak up on somebody, katana through the chest, disappear again. You know, it's pretty effective.
Yeah, I think it's going into a game now.
Yeah, I want to see what it looks like.
As the camera pans the battlefield, we look at different glowy icons on the map.
That's how you know it's legit. They got glowy icons. The only problem is I tried Googling, like, okay, are there MLG gamers playing? But it immediately took me to Steam community and just people whining. Oh, this guy has got to be a cheater. This guy right here, you know, he did pay to play. And I'm like, come on, you motherfuckers. It's a beta game.
Speaking just of cheaters, how about that Ashley Madison crackdown?
I don't know. Tell me about it. What is that about?
Well, it's my favorite website. No.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah, the big news is that Ashley Madison, the adultery website, was hacked, and they are threatening to release like all the pictures and user info if they don't shut the site down.
Wow. So wait, they were hacked by like someone for moral marriage?
I don't know who it was, but I'm going to keep an eye on torrent sites if a picture torrent goes up.
See, I mean, Ashley Madison's fine if you're in an open relationship that you both agree to. But, you know,
except that they advertise the site as like, have an affair today.
Yeah, like I think I might have actually seen like a picture that pretty much set like that, like their splash screen on the website. Like,
yeah,
but it's mostly just fat dudes with money trying to find and girls trying to find a sugar daddy. Like that's,
I guess it's more just 80%. Fat dudes without money trying to get
laid. You
ain't
getting much luck. Stick to Craigslist.
Under free stuff, my dick.
See, this doesn't look any different from like Call of Duty. Like it's the speed is still about the same speed.
That's why
I just like that they changed it up a little bit, because that's why I moved to Battlefield, because you can be an engineer, you can be a medic. Like you can still run and gun, but you get side jobs. Call of Duty has none of that, and you know, and I don't know. I like the appeal. I haven't played the game, but I like the appeal of it being something different.
You want to know what I want more than this game?
Fallout.
Like, I don't know. It seems fun, but it kind of like instead of more like Call of Duty, I would kind of almost compare it a little bit more to like Quake Arena. Like, it actually seems like much faster than Call of Duty.
There's nothing wrong with that either. You know, I enjoyed Quake Arena a lot back in the day.
Did that guy just like get shot and then roll around a whole bunch?
Yeah, I believe so.
And then that dude is curled up in the fetal position on his back. So
like real life. You can go into PTSD in the middle of a battlefield.
Oh, God. Don't trigger me, Pappy. So since we mentioned Fallout 4 and the collector edition, something I wanted to mention is how disappointed I am in so many collector's editions this year. Like, in particular, the Just Cause 3 collector edition. It comes with like a hook replica, his little grappling hook. It comes with a mini art book,
like a flip book, like the kind that you would make on a post-it note. Like,
it's like a Tijuana Bible.
Imagine an instruction booklet for a game, hardcover and turned sideways, and that's about the size of the book.
Oh,
I have a couple of them upstairs I could show you. But it comes with a mini art book and a fucking folded up map poster.
How much is it?
I think I want to say $109 or $129.
Yeah, that's an $80 special edition.
I mean, the grappling hook replica could be cool, but it's just, to me, it's just such a letdown of a collector edition. I would rather have like...
What was the one collector edition you bought where it just came with like a plastic figurine?
I don't know. I know the original Assassin's Creed one was fucking horrible.
Yeah.
It had
speaking of which, I did download Assassin's Creed Black Sails since it was free.
Black Flag?
Black Flag. I played it for an hour and a half, and I'm going to uninstall it.
I think Black Flag is one of the better games in the series.
Yeah, and that's what everybody said. And I was like, if I can't get into this, I just don't do Assassin's Creed.
Are you sailing around yet?
No, I'm still running from people.
You got to at least get to the sailing part before you quit.
Sail!
I like exploring, and then I realize in this game, if you explore, guards attack you. And I'm like, God damn it.
Only if you go into the restricted areas.
Or every roof.
I guess. But yeah, if you haven't sailed yet, like if you haven't gotten on the boat and gone to Nassau... Give it a little more time. At least get through the tutorial.
I did. I'm in the city.
But again, did you sail to get there?
Sail?
Yeah, sail to get there. And
Didn't sail yet.
No, I thought you meant like get your own boat and sail around and have adventures.
God, you're a retard.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's give out another one of those codes.
I was just going to say that, actually.
I was still bitching about collector's editions.
Yeah, like, well, you can think of some more to hate while I read out this code.
The Mirror's Edge, I think the Mirror's Edge one is an even bigger disappointment.
I actually think that looks badass.
I think it looks good, but not $200 good.
I don't know. I don't know. It depends on how big the figure is.
True.
Because it looks awesome. It looks good.
No. I just think for what's shown, like, you get fucking temporary tattoos.
Yeah.
What the in a collector, that you get goddamn, let me put it on my arm and dab a washcloth on it. Like, you, what the fuck?
So just take it to an actual tattoo artist and be like, I want that.
Give
I'm
me
still,
this.
Listen, the next time that I actually have expendable income, I'm going to get a Fruit Stripe tattoo for real.
Okay. I'm trying to get a tattoo before Mini Mag happens.
Okay. Of?
Of a tattoo. I'm going to get a tattoo of a tattoo.
No, just get the word tattoo on your...
No, I'm going to get a tattoo of a guy, like a tattoo artist tattooing me.
Get a tattoo of an arm with a tattoo on it.
Yeah, no, I'm going for something more. There's a place here that specializes in sci-fi and horror tattoos. So
no, in all honesty, if I the next time I do have expendable income, I'm getting my Diablo sleeve. Blah, blah,
blah. That's a lot of expendable income.
Yeah,
yeah, like I'm talking like I need to have at least like an extra like $600 saved up.
All right, so Pappy, you wanted to read off that other Wii U code, correct?
Wii U. Yeah, sure. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
All right. Aardvark.
You need to say anus.
He doesn't need to.
All right.
All the anal. A's are anus.
Anal.
Close enough.
09. Funky Wombat. Mortal Kombat Memorial. 0. Really Manly Heavenly Vulva Underwear 92.
I would have said ram me harder.
Yeah, you would have.
Hey, I was spending all my brain power doing Mortal Kombat Memorial.
Ram me harder, Vesuvius, Ulysses.
Well, it's yeah, ram me, Vesuvius and Ulysses.
That's so good.
Ram me harder, Vulcan under boss, whatever.
Well, I might as well read off the other 3DS code then.
Might as well.
Anus 09. Let me see here. Fucking what, mate? Right? Fucking what, mate? Right? 314, so pi. 2 E's. What the hell's good for 2 E's?
Ejaculate everyone.
Ejaculate everywhere. Amazing dude. Or anus dude.
Anus dude.
3. Cunt.
I hate that word.
Cunt. Reminder, that last one is cunt. It's a C. So it's cunt.
I get it. I understand. I use that word very sparingly.
Cunt.
But,
what
but,
word? Cunt?
Yes. But I use it sparingly because when I say it, I want it to have like oomph behind it.
I use it sparingly be cunt.
Twat was that? I can't hear you.
Do you have an ear infection?
Oh, goddamn.
Okay, should I change that last one to cock then? Is that better?
Yes.
Okay, cock, not cunt.
Cock.
Reminder, it is not cunt.
Cock.
Cock instead of cunt.
I get it.
If they go together.
I sometimes.
Literally.
Not all the time. Not all the time, but sometimes. I think Pappy, like, disconnected you.
I think so. Did we lose you?
Yeah. The C word actually took my computer offline. You
the
heard
word cock or the word cunt?
The one that's not cock.
He got discontacted. I can't even do it. I can't even.
Discontacted.
Connected. Disconnected.
I'm very discontented. I can't even say it.
It's tough.
There were contextions.
No, I can't. Issues. Like, I can't. I won't say it. Like,
you won't say the word.
Like,
cunt?
No, you're not saying that word.
Connection issues.
I've said it like 10 times in my entire life, and every time I felt that it was the only word appropriate for the situation.
Okay, we can't keep doing this.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Let's continue.
Any whore.
So, Joe, what have you been playing?
I couldn't think about that right now.
with his vulva.
I have still been playing quite a bit of Forza.
Yeah, because you're trying to grind for those points, right?
Well, they have the Forza rewards, and right now the only thing that it's really going to give me anymore is extra cars for when Forza 6 comes out.
Hey, those are cars.
There's, I think, eight tiers in the rewards, and I'm most of the way through 5.
Jeez.
Yeah, so there's 3 more cars I can earn. I figure I could get the 6th one, the last 2, whatever. I'm just having fun with fucking Forza again. I forgot how fun it was.
You get your money's worth.
I can't believe how good it is still.
God damn it.
When I get home, I have money in my account. I am going to grab The Binding of Isaac because that releases. It should be out right now, I believe.
Could be.
Speaking of games that I'm terrible at.
Go ahead.
Binding of Isaac.
Oh. I didn't know you played Binding of Isaac. I'm just happy.
I did. My Steam games is just a list of nothing but games that I'm atrocious with. Like, the only one that I've played through and beat is Broforce. But I own, like, 20 Steam games.
Nice. But yeah.
Don't Starve. I still haven't played that because I've heard.
Yo, that game's fun as shit.
I hear it, but I also hear it's hard as shit.
You'll have to show me what it's like then. Kunal tried playing it the one time he was over and played like 5 minutes, and he's like, I don't get this, man.
For the summer Steam sale, I spent $3.80. I bought Don't Starve and Rock of Ages. Like, that was it.
Dude, I'm telling you, Don't Starve is a lot of fun. Like, a lot of fun.
You'll have to show me.
It's good. It's like a much darker, like way darker, almost Minecraft-y kind of thing.
Minecrafty?
Yeah, you have to build things to sail.
Mm. I guess Kunal didn't get far enough because he sucks at games.
I don't know.
Good old Kunal.
Just because you make games doesn't mean you're great at them.
Kuntal.
Truth.
So yeah, Forza, Binding of Isaac, I'm excited for. Apparently, I pre-ordered Dishonored last night.
Without you knowing. Oh yeah, talk about your drug-induced fucking, like...
It was getting late, and I was getting tired. I've been having trouble sleeping lately, so I took some Halcyon to help me sleep longer. And then I noticed Ashley was awake, and I'm sure she would want to do dinner. So I'm like, all right, I guess I'll stay up. We'll do dinner. So she gets out of the shower. She's like, what do you want for dinner? I have chicken thawed out. I can make shake and bake, or if you want, we could just like grab Little Caesars or something quick. It's like, Little Caesars is fine. And then she went to Little Caesars. And that's where my night ended.
Yeah, that you recall.
That's where my mind, that's where it was all over. Apparently, Ashley came home and I was sitting on the couch, potentially dozing. I don't know. I didn't get too many details. We started to eat pizza. I repeatedly dropped the pizza on myself and on the blanket, yet continued eating it.
Cat hair.
And I eventually, like, she eventually got fed up with me and wanted me to go to bed because I was so tired, which obviously I was because I don't remember any of this. And as I was getting up, I spilled a can of Mellow Yellow all over the couch, which would explain why my shirt was nowhere to be found when I woke up and my shorts were in the hamper. I was like, I never put them in the hand. I just wear them at night. Like, why would they be in there? I realize why. I woke up, God, I want to say like, I don't know, 8 or 9 in the morning to go to the bathroom, confused on how I was ever in bed to begin with. And only when I asked Ashley, like, what happened last night, did she explain all these details I don't remember. When I finally did get up and turn the TV on, it was paused on an episode of The Tonight Show, which I don't remember watching at all. And when I checked my downloads on the Xbox, Dishonored Definitive Edition was halfway through downloading for the pre-order, which I don't remember ordering. I mean, I probably, if I wanted to, I could probably contact Microsoft support and be like, this is going to be weird, but I was fucked up on sleeping pills last night. I didn't mean to pre-order this.
And I was telling him, I'm like, as soon as he said that, I'm like, I want to be around for that phone call.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, record that call.
Yesterday I was pretty fucked up and I didn't want to order that.
I was planning on using the money in my account to pre-order Rare Replay, which I am stupidly excited for. It's still not up for pre-order though. But I can't really complain too much because I was considering getting Dishonored Definitive Edition anyway. And the fact that it's normally $40, but anyone who owns it digitally on the 360 gets it for half off. It's only $20, so I can't really complain too much.
Yeah.
By the way, if you own Dishonored on the 360 or the PS3 digital, can't be physical, if you have the digital version of it, you can get Dishonored Definitive Edition on either the One or the PS4 respectively for $20 instead of $40. And
that's
the
cool.
Fun part is it was included in PlayStation Plus and Games with Gold. So as long as you remember and you grab the game, you get the discount. Again, you had to have grabbed the game, unlike the person sitting next to me who never grabbed the free game.
Do you want to know why? I didn't have a 360 at the time.
That'll do it.
Did you have the internet?
Sure.
Does your webpage go to xbox.com?
Probably.
You could have got the game.
I thought that only worked with Xbox One.
Nope.
I was unaware of that.
Yeah. A little late now. Dishonored is another game that I wasn't very good at. I played the first two levels and then put it away.
I was genuinely interested in it. I just never got around to it.
Speaking of another game that I'm not good at, but it's what I'm currently playing.
Do tell.
No time to explain.
Can you explain
I
that
try
game?
That.
That game is very fun. There's really no way to explain it other than it's like someone took the concept of the puzzles in Braid and then just slapped a lot of acid onto that concept.
Yeah.
So you can only move around by firing your weapon. You move in the opposite direction of which you fire. The levels are puzzles with spikes and holes and pits and stuff. And then at the end of every level, you fight a boss. And that's where I suck. Like, I can figure out the levels pretty decently.
That's where I suck.
But you get three extra lives in every boss battle. I still haven't beat the shark, which is just the third or fourth boss.
Yeah, that's where I got in the demo, because it had a half-hour demo that you could play, and I got up to the shark.
I'm an hour in, I'm at the shark, and I've successfully died, fully died, no, you know, and continue at the beginning of the level, or continue beginning at the fight like 15 times.
That one's a bitch because of the docks. It's so easy to just shoot yourself into the water and die.
Yeah, once I figured out the shark's patterns, I was like, okay, I got this. Let me dodge. Spikes. All right, let me dodge this way. More spikes. All right, let me get in the water. Oh, there's a shark.
I lost my shit at the beginning of the game where, like, you bust in and then the crab comes in and you get grabbed and you're just like, oh, Christ!
Yeah, or then, you know, when you do it and you dodge so the past you gets grabbed.
I didn't expect, like, the line, the shrieking line of, oh, Christ!
It's a very fun game. It's not too expensive.
It caught me by surprise and I lost it.
It's $15 and... you know, if I ever play it to beat it, I know I'll get $15 out of it because it'll be, you know, 15 fucking hours the way I play.
True.
But it is fun, and it's challenging. Like, you actually get to try and figure out, okay, I have to project myself at this altitude, at this angle, to get through the spikes and this and that. So it's actually pretty interesting in terms of, you know, like a math game where you gotta, you must angle to survive.
I can't wait to do this show in 2 weeks. And when it's like, what have you been playing? I'll just be like, Blast Corps.
And I'll be like,
Rocket League. Dude, I am so hyped for a Rare Replay.
Me too, dude. Me too.
Pappy, are you grabbing
I looked at the list of games. I've only played two of them.
That's the whole reason why I want to get it. I've only played one.
And I still say this with a little bit of pride. One of the few games I've ever beaten was Battletoads. But I beat the Game Boy edition, which apparently was
Nothing.
It's nothing like the real version.
Nothing.
But like I still say Battletoads, even for Game Boy, was still hard as fuck.
That's because you never played Battletoads.
Oh, I played Battletoads, but I didn't own a Nintendo. I only ever got to play it at friends' houses.
Again, played Game Boy Battletoads. You didn't play Battletoads.
Yeah, it's how they make some of those Game Boy games for those kids that are like, I want to get that game. And it's like, no, I'm just going to get you the Game Boy version just so that you can say that you played the game before, but you didn't really play the game before.
Yeah. Oh, you guys kind of
like the Game Boy version of Killer Instinct.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, the Game Boy version of Killer Instinct was nothing like the actual version.
You're mean to me now, aren't you?
Dude, I can't help it. You can't brag that you beat Battletoads when you haven't played the real Battletoads.
Well, I played it, but I didn't own a Nintendo. What do you expect me to do? Stay at my friend's house until I beat it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did.
If you're going to brag that you beat Battletoads,
that's exactly what I did.
Well, as I said, though, but to me, that's still one of the hardest games I've ever beaten. And I think this is just more saying how bad I am at games.
Okay, then your claim of beating Battletoads has a gigantic asterisk next to it.
No, I never lie about it. I say I beat Battletoads Game Boy. I still think that it's a hard game. It's, you know, you can't say it's as hard as Battletoads, because Battletoads is one of the hardest games ever made.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not arguing that. But the Game Boy game is still one of the hardest Game Boy games ever made.
Yeah.
So it still counts for something.
The fun part is if you play NES Battletoads 2-player, it is literally impossible to beat.
Yeah, we never got past this the speed race.
The bikes, yeah.
Yeah, we never got past
that. Oh, that doesn't matter if you're one or two player. It's just level, I think, 11 on the NES version. Player 2 cannot move.
Can't move.
It is literally impossible. Which was
when you had to go down the pit?
Yeah, that's like level 2.
Yeah, okay. And then we got constantly.
So are you getting Rare Replay?
I'm looking at the
list. The answer is yes, by the way. The answer is always
Here's
yes.
The thing. The reason why I want to pick it up is because I never played any of the Banjo-Kazooies. I never played Conkers. Like, there's a lot of games that are like quintessential like bucket list games that are in that pack.
I honestly just don't know that I want to play a game that looks like it was made 15 years ago.
Then play the ones that were made like 5 years ago from the 360.
Yeah.
If you only buy Rare Replay for the 360 games, you're still getting a steal.
Yeah.
Nine 360 games. Huh?
Is there going to be online? Can we all play Perfect Dark together?
No.
Oh.
No. Unless the game, we could play Perfect Dark Zero.
No, there was a reason I didn't ask about that.
Yeah, the games, like, people are pissed off. There's someone trying to start a petition to get online multiplayer in Battletoads. They want them to be as authentic to the original as possible. There's no new added features, no HD remix graphics, because you're getting 30 goddamn games for $30 goddamn bucks. Dollars.
Yeah. But when I come visit, we'll still be able to play together, right?
Yeah. Apparently, the only thing they changed was they made Battletoads beatable with two players.
Okay.
They took that glitch out.
Well, it's the arcade version.
There's both.
Yeah.
Oh, there's both.
Arcade and NES.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, they considered not patching that. They legitimately considered leaving it broken for two player, but they said we'd rather people enjoy it than get that far.
They should have just made it a code. Like, if you really want the experience, punch in this code.
Yeah.
But yeah, 30 games for $30. Good Lord, that is insane.
Yeah, that's fucking
especially
nuts.
With all the 360 games on there that are still worth decent money, like both Viva Pinatas, Cameo.
What the fuck is a Viva Pinata? I always thought that was just like Animal Crossing with pinatas.
Kind of,
yeah.
It's a lot more Simsy though.
Yeah, I actually loved those games. I played them when I originally got my 360. I got the first Viva Pinata game because it was one of those things where you can get it with the system.
Mm-hmm.
And I played the fuck out of that game. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think the two games I'm most excited for are first off Blast Corps, which to me the game is just called Blast Corps and 29 other games. And Grabbed by the Ghoulies of all things.
Yeah, I might. When's it come out? Next week or
August 4th.
August 4th, okay.
Plus, you get to, I guess, test out the backward compatibility function of the Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
Since all the 360 games are downloaded.
I like it. So, yeah, August 4th.
So what else are you playing?
Okay. Me? No, that's not much. I'm playing a little bit. I got the DLC for Dragon Age, so I started a new character.
Nice.
So I'm a Kunari.
You're a Kunali.
Kunali.
I'm a Kunali. And no, I'm pretty much putting all my money into going to concerts. There's this place here called Brooklyn Bowl. I went and saw Offspring on Friday, and it was awesome.
Nice.
And so on the 8th of August, the 90s decided to get back together. It's Everclear, Fuel, Toadies, and American Hi-Fi.
What?
I said the 90s just got together and said, hey, we're going to have a concert.
What the fuck?
So wow. For $40, Everclear, Fuel, Toadies, and American Hi-Fi.
Toadies alone, I would see for $40.
Yep, and this is, dude, I saw their list. Like, I'm giving Broken Bowl all of my money. They're having Danzig come in here soon, Modest Mouse. Shit, man. Let's see here. Let me just start scrolling.
I never
scrolling.
Heard of shit, man. Yeah. Are they
Danzig game? With Pennywise.
What the fuck?
Dude, so there's this festival that's actually happening on the West Coast where it's Bad Religion, Pennywise, and Descendants.
Wow.
Jesus. Let's see here. George Clinton and the Parliamentary Funkadelic.
Yo, that would be fucking amazing.
Shit. There's a couple, I think October coming around. Yeah, no, they don't have their whole list online. If you go into the place, Deftones are coming. Trey Anastasio Band, Blues Traveler, My Morning Jacket. I don't really listen to them. Yellow Card, Newfound Glory.
I would go see Newfound Glory and Yellow Card, actually. I would.
Yeah.
So, and I would just pester Newfound Glory the entire time going, play Superheroes of Hardcore.
Oh, Jesus and Mary Chain are actually showing up to put on a show. I didn't even know they still existed. it's just fucking Cold Chamber, Fear Factory, Devil You May Know, Saint Ridley, and Mad Life.
That's happening down by us too, and I've been trying to find like some people that might be interested in going in.
Tickets are only $20.
Uh-huh.
Damn. Yeah. I just want to go see Breaking Ben and Seven Dust, but Chris is like, Breaking Ben sucks.
I would go see Seven Dust.
Yeah. Go see Seven Dust and just leave.
That's what I planned on doing.
Well, I would stay for the whole thing.
I wouldn't.
Or at least half of Breaking Bad.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't. I would want to go as someone who would.
That's like, I am absolutely interested in going to see Fear Factory and Cold Chamber, but I don't give a fuck about the bands before them.
Yeah, like, honestly, if Cold Chamber's a headliner, I'd leave. Like, I'd check out Fear Factory, I'd check out the other bands, just because I've never really listened to them. And then Cold Chamber would come on, I'd be like, all right, peace out, guys.
Have you heard the new album?
I'll be down the strip. That's the wonderful thing about where Brooklyn Bowl is in the middle of the Las Vegas Strip. But what's cool about it is you go there, they have the best rated fried chicken in the city, and you can actually bowl. Like, you can go upstairs and bowl.
God, that's awesome.
So what you can do, if it's a little pricey, but you can actually rent a lane during a show.
That's
so
fucking awesome.
You can get up there and fucking, you know, but depending on the show, it's anywhere from like $100 to $1,000. But if you get a bunch of people together, you're like, yeah, fuck it, dudes. We're going to go. We're going to rent a lane. You know, we're going to go to this, you know, five-band show, and we're just going to go up there, get some fried chicken, bowl, and listen to awesome music coming from right below us on the stage.
I would do that specifically for when the Deftones played, and I would beg them beforehand, instead of, you know, singing Get Bored, it's Get Bold.
Get Bold.
Get Bold!
I'm really glad that I finally got to see The Offspring, but man, they are aging fast.
Yeah.
So are we.
Yeah. Credit where credit's due, though. He had every note. Great, you know, great energy, great band, great audience. But holy shit, man, he's starting to get that old man gut going on where it starts to creep upwards.
So, Chris, what are you playing since we're starting to run short on time?
I'm playing Rocket League. All right,
besides
we're done.
Rocket League.
Music.
Besides Rocket League.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Talk to you later.
That's it, really. Rocket League, I played a little bit of Blood Bowl.
You played some Forza.
Yeah, that's about it. How about you, Joe?
You already said
Forza.
Yeah, so we gave out our codes. We talked about what we played. We have to give
games. Wow.
Do we have any emails? And they have to be fast.
Fuck yes, we do.
They have to be fast because I've got 5 minutes left max.
It's from Adam McLaren again. It says the thrilling continuation of my email. He continues, so listening to you guys talk about memories of gaming got me thinking about leaps in gaming tech. One of the ones you brought up was the amazing jump from Super Nintendo to the N64 and how insane it was to finally play Mario 64 for the first time and explore a seemingly open world in 3D. Thinking back, it feels like moments like those where you really sit and think, wow, this is amazing, don't really happen anymore because tech isn't changing that much. Do you guys think HoloLens and VR is going to create another threshold like this, or are we doomed to never have such a leap again? And Joe, you have to make Bound Together 2 happen. We all believe in you. Nobody else could do it. Love, Adam. We'll tackle that one first. It's not a Bound Together 2 if it happens. It's just a re-release of Bound Together with some new stuff. Unfortunately, nothing from Chris because he's a bitch.
Bounder Together.
Bound Together reunited if it happens. It all comes down to DJ Pretzel at this time.
And as far as the tech, HoloLens for the win.
God damn. I don't think we gushed enough about HoloLens enough on this show.
No, I did. I definitely did.
You guys can gush next week so I can actually look it up.
HoloLens is fucking retardedly good.
Dude, just
watch. It
looks
fucking incredible.
The Microsoft E3.
Presentation. If I'm still single when this shit comes up, I'm just looking forward to putting on a bodysuit.
Dude, just fucking Minecraft HoloLens demonstration.
It's witchcraft.
My brain is still like, Jesus.
Cool. I'll check it out.
Oh, and we also had a comment on last week's video that I wanted to read because Chris will enjoy this. It says, the 1UP's Lonely Rolling Stars mess actually sounded almost in sync once or twice, but apart from that, egads. Great episode. Makes me want to get back into Mario Galaxy. We got an egads.
Egads. I can't remember the last time I heard somebody say egads.
I know.
Awesome.
It's like, what was all that right, word guys. We said earlier?
Cunt. God damn it.
Music this week. I think I'll do stuff from that Onichanbara game since it came with a soundtrack CD.
And it's insight.
Insane J-rock, pop, dance, techno, weird stuff.
So, Pappy, final words?
Bibbidi bobbidi boop.
Oh, and cunt.
feel the jealousy. Uptight, you saw grass.